the rational art of capital allocation. When people talk about strategy, they usually think of bold visions, disruptive innovations, or market-defining moves. We're drawn to the excitement of new products, technological leaps, and clever marketing. Yet there's one driver of long-term business success that rarely makes the headlines, but quietly shapes the fate of every company: capital allocation. In my years working with executives scaling their organizations, I've come to believe that how leaders decide to deploy their cash is just as crucial as any big strategic initiative. Capital allocation isn't some dry financial exercise relegated to the CFO's office. It's the beating heart of strategy itself. It determines whether a company compounds value over decades or burns cash chasing fleeting trends. And yet, it's astonishing how often this critical discipline remains undervalued or misunderstood. No book makes this clearer than William Thorndike's The Outsiders. Thorndike profiles 8 unconventional CEOs like Henry Singleton of Teledyne, Tom Murphy of Capital Cities, and John Malone of TCI, who produced returns far exceeding the S&P 500. They weren't famous for flamboyant marketing campaigns or endless press interviews. Instead, they shared one core trait. They made rational, fact-based capital allocation decisions, regardless of whether those decisions were popular. Internal and external capital. At its core, capital allocation is about one question: what should you do with the money you have? Capital flows into a business from 2 main sources: internal capital, profits retained in the business; external capital, debt raised or equity issued. And a company uses capital in 5 ways: invest in existing operations, boosting capacity, R&D, or efficiency; acquire other businesses, strategic mergers or takeovers; pay down debt, strengthening the balance sheet; pay dividends, returning cash directly to shareholders; repurchase stock, buying back shares to enhance per share value. Every CEO, every executive team faces the same puzzle: how to deploy these funds for maximum long-term value creation. These choices aren't just financial mechanics, but actually the essence of strategy. In my work and in research I've done for a new book I am working on with Vern Harnish, I've found that when you decide to invest back into the business, there are 4 next level options to choose from: promise, power, process, and profit. They represent the fundamental ways capital shapes the future of any business, and they guide leaders in deciding where each dollar will create the most lasting value. Thorndike's outsider CEOs excelled because they treated this choice as the ultimate strategic decision. They didn't default to what everyone else was doing. They asked, "Where will the next dollar generate the highest return for our shareholders?" Promise, investing in the future. Your promise defines your vision and the value you commit to delivering to customers, investors, and society. Murphy refused to buy media assets unless the price guaranteed solid returns. His promise to shareholders was clear: we'll be the best allocators of your money. When leaders allocate capital to new products, markets, or acquisitions, they're fueling their promise. But pursuing your promise must still pass a rational test. Does the investment earn returns above your cost of capital, or is it simply following the crowd? At Outthinker, for example, our promise is to help chief strategy and innovation officers have transformative impact on their companies. So we allocate our resources into developing new strategic frameworks, research, and tools that empower leaders to spot emerging opportunities before competitors do, ensuring those investments deliver practical value to our members. Executives often feel pressure to do something big. But logic must override emotion. Because allocating capital to the wrong opportunity doesn't just waste money, it also breaks your strategic promise. Power, building defensible advantages. Power represents your unique ability to compete and win. It's your moat. Singleton famously repurchased over 80% of his company's stock when he saw it was undervalued. It wasn't financial engineering, it was strategic power. By concentrating ownership, Singleton massively increased per share value for remaining shareholders. Malone used external capital, that is debt, as a tool of power. He leveraged tax shields and debt financing to build TCI into a cable empire, maintaining flexibility and outmaneuvering rivals. Capital allocation builds power when it's used to create advantages others can't replicate. That might mean strategic acquisitions, buying undervalued assets, or optimizing your capital structure for tax efficiency. At Outthinker, we believe true strategic power comes from the people you surround yourself with. That's why we invest in building a community of exceptional strategists who are curious, humble, impact-driven leaders committed to lifelong learning. We foster peer-to-peer learning and focus on emerging insights that shape the future. When you understand your unique competitive advantages, you gain the clarity and confidence to invest in the right initiatives to win. Process. Discipline over popularity. Process is how you institutionalize the making of decisions to continually build your competitive advantages. The outsiders were masters at this. They decentralized operations, giving managers freedom to run businesses, but they centralized capital allocation at the top. Bill Stiritz at Ralston Purina evaluated every business unit as if it were an investment fund. Divisions that failed to generate sufficient returns were sold off, even if they were legacy businesses. This rigorous process meant that decisions weren't made by gut feel or political influence. They were driven by facts and returns. Strategic process matters. That's why we conduct research and host roundtables and summits that challenge assumptions, pressure test ideas, and ground decisions in real evidence, like member-driven net promoter scores, rather than convention or peer pressure. At Outthinker, we know the hard truth. Rational choices are often unpopular. But the decisions that set you apart are rarely the ones your competitors would make. In high school, fitting in and doing what everyone else does feels safe. In business, success comes from standing apart, not blending in. Executives must develop processes that resist peer pressure, groupthink, and short-term market noise. Rational decisions are rarely the most popular in the moment, but they're often the most profitable in the long term. Pull-out box. The outsiders remind us. You're not right because others agree you're right because the facts support your decision. Profit. Compounding value over time. Profit isn't just a quarterly earnings figure. It's the cumulative result of deploying capital where it generates sustainable returns. Singleton didn't always show huge revenue growth, but Teledyne's relentless buybacks skyrocketed per share value. Malone's capital structure choices amplified TSI's returns over time. True profitability stems from disciplined capital deployment. Not every dollar needs to chase growth. Sometimes the best move is returning capital to shareholders through dividends or buybacks, especially when your stock trades below intrinsic value. Outthinker helps organizations focus on profitable growth by identifying strategic moves that maximize long-term returns rather than chasing short-lived trends, ensuring capital is invested where it creates lasting value. This focus on rational, high-return deployment of capital echoes the philosophy of Warren Buffett, who often reminds leaders that CEOs fundamentally have three jobs. Run the business. Be the face of the company and rally investors. Allocate capital. Buffett himself minimizes the first two so he can focus on the third. He knows that capital allocation is as vital to a company's success as sales growth or brand strength. And ultimately, it's what separates companies that merely survive from those that create enduring wealth. Beyond the popular choice, here's the critical lesson for executives and strategy officers. Capital allocation is not just a financial exercise. It's the essence of strategy. Your promise dictates where you should allocate capital for future growth. Power comes from using capital to build competitive advantages. Process enforces discipline so decisions remain rational, not emotional, in support of your competitive differentiators. Profit is the compounded result of wise capital deployment. In business, popularity is no proxy for correctness. Decisions might be criticized in the short term. Analysts might question your buybacks. Investors might clamor for acquisitions. But the outsiders show us rational decisions based on facts and value create enduring success. So my challenge to you is this. treat capital allocation as your ultimate strategic lever, be willing to stand apart. Because in a world of high school style business peer pressure, real leaders and real strategists at scale win by staying rational, disciplined, and focused on creating true value.